random binary vectors. MATLAB demo. I prefer to run MATLAB without any fluff, so I use the command matlab-nodesktop to get the command line interface. Everything I show you should work equally well in the GUI, so use it if you prefer, no problem. The main command we are concerned with is called rand. It's always a good idea to use the help command to get the documentation. Unfortunately, the default setting is not very good here, so it overflows the terminal. We can turn on a pager using the command more on. If we run the help command again, we get a page at a time, and we can move down a page using the space key or align with the enter key. A couple of keywords should be noted in the documentation. Rand generates pseudo-random values from a uniform distribution on the open interval 0 to 1. So every value will be strictly greater than 0, strictly smaller than 1. Secondly, you can give dimensions for a matrix, and rand will produce a matrix of random independent values. Enough documentation, you can read the rest at your leisure. Let's see how it works in practice. Rand110 gives us a row vector. Let's do that again, storing the result in a variable a. And you can see the two runs give different values, as they should, because they are random. Every value is in the range 0 to 1 as expected, and well, they look roughly random. No problem so far, but our concern is binary vector. So how can we get a random binary vector? Let's start with a case where we want a fair coin. Probability 0.5 of a 1, 0.5 of a 0. Now, because the values of A are uniformly distributed, it is 50% chance of a value smaller than a half, 50% chance of a value greater than 1/2. So let's just compare A to 0.5. And the result is a Boolean or binary vector. This line here is a standard construct. You can compare a matrix to a scalar, and the result will be a matrix of Boolean values comparing each entry of A to the scalar. And applied to a pseudorandom matrix A, it gives you a pseudorandom Boolean array. Now suppose it isn't a fair coin we want to simulate. We can put in any probability here. The probability that a uniform variable is smaller than p is p. So if you want 5%, a 5% probability of a 1, you put in 0.05. Running that a couple of times, you should expect to have to run it 5 times to get one entry. But that's just a random process, so you could get many ones, but on average it will be 5%. So this is the key command. To summarize, there are 3 MATLAB features I want you to remember from this demo. Firstly is the help function to see documentation. Second is the rand function to generate pseudorandom uniformly distributed numbers. And finally, it is the construction to compare a matrix to a scalar and produce a Boolean matrix using the parentheses and what looks like a simple comparison, but where the left hand side is a matrix and the right hand side is a scalar. And we can combine this to get the line to generate a random binary vector C. To round off an exercise for you, write an M file with a function which produces a random binary word. It should take two arguments, the word length n and the probability p of each bit being 1. And each bit here should be drawn independently. Second part, make the argument p optional, defaulting to p equals 0.5. Thank you.